ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. ఓం నమో భగవతే వాసుదేవాయ. We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th canto, chapter 17, The Descent of the River Ganges, text 4. How many lines you write? 3 lines? 4 lines? Because here is only 2 lines. How many lines? 4. When? I need to see when it's finished. Vimana Nika?
Vipatapi. Yeah, same.
Stop here, first line.
Sankula.
Huh? Where? Sankula?
Yeah, yeah.
Stop in Sankula. Yeah, Vimana Nika.
Same verse is there.
Yeah, and the second line, finish Avarya.
Actually, Maharaj, it is prose form.
It's okay. I understand, but I'm just... You wrote different, so... Okay. Tatoneka sahasra koti bimananika Sankula deva yanina avatara Tindu Mandalam Avarya Brahma Sadane Nipatati Tatoneka Sahasra Koti Bimananika Sankula Deva Yanina Avatar Antindu Vamandalama Varya Brahma Sadane Nipatati. Okay. Please chant. Okay. Tata, after purifying the 7 planets of the 7 great sages, Aneka, many, Sahasra, thousands, Koti, millions, Vimana Anika, with contingents of airplanes, Sankula, congested Devayanena by the spaceways of the demigods Avataranti descending Indumandalam the moon planet Avarya inundated Brahma Sadane to the abode of Lord Brahma, atop Sumeru, Parvata, Nipatati, falls down. Translation. After purifying the 7 planets, near Dhruvalok, the polar star, the Ganges water is carried through the spaceways of the demigods in billions of celestial airplanes. Then it inundates the moon, Chandralok, and finally reaches Lord Brahma's abode atop Mount Meru. Purport. We should always remember that the Ganges River comes from the Kaushal Ocean, beyond the covering of the universe. After the water of the Kaushal Ocean leaks through the hole created by Lord Vamanadeva, it flows down to Dhruvalok, the polar star, and then to the seven planets beneath Dhruvalok. Then it is carried to the moon by innumerable celestial airplanes, and then it falls to the top of Mount Meru, which is known as Sumeru Parvat. In this way, the water of the Ganges finally reaches the lower planets and the peaks of the Himalayas, and from there it flows through Haridwar and throughout the plains of India, purifying the entire land. How the Ganges water reaches the various planets from the top of the universe is explained herein. Celestial airplanes carry the water from the planets of the sages to other planets. So-called advanced scientists of the modern age are trying to go to the higher planets, but at the same time they are experiencing a power shortage on Earth. If they were actually capable scientists, they could personally go by airplane to other planets, but this they are unable to do. Having now given up their moon exertions, they are attempting to go to other planets, but without success. Om Agyanat Mirandasya Gyananjana Salakaya Chakshurum Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. I was born in the darkest of ignorance, and my spiritual master opened my eyes with the torchlight of knowledge. Therefore, I offer my humble, respectful obeisances unto him. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So, here is the description how the Ganges water came to the material universe. Of course, we should always remember that the Ganges water comes from the spiritual world, the casual ocean, Karano Dakashayi, where Lord Mahavishnu lies there. Lord Vamanadev pierced there, and the water came. Interestingly, it comes first to Dhruvalok. Doesn't go anywhere else. First, because Dhruvalok is also Vaikuntha planet. Paramatma lives also there. Shri Dakashaya Vishnu, he lives there. So that's a spiritual planet. Polar star. When all the universe is destroyed, the Dhruvalok, the polar star, is not destroyed. Remains. It's a Vaikuntha planet. And Lord Vishnu gave Dhruva Maharaj abode there. It's also called Dhruvalok, because he gave him. He was worshipping the Lord to get better kingdom than Lord Brahma. So in the universe there is no higher planet than Brahmalok. But the Lord gave Dhruvalok higher than Brahmalok, because it's a Vaikuntha planet. Although situated below Brahmalok, is higher. And from Dhruvalok came down to the seventh planet of the great sages. Surrounding Dhruva Lok, there are seven planets of great sages. And they go around Dhruva Lok, worshipping Dhruva Lok. So the water was distributed to them too, the Ganges water. And then, with celestial airplanes, was carried, imagine, billions of airplanes carrying the water to different planets. He would say even Chandralok, the moon. Supposedly the astronaut went to the moon, everything desert, nothing, no water, nothing. Prabhupada said maybe they went to Rahulok. It's very close to the moon. Maybe demigod tricked them and let them go to Rahu instead. Could be, you know, because moon is celestial planet. Celestial planet. Could be the demigod creating illusion so they will not understand what's going on. Anyway, so, but we all know that when the Ganges water came to this planet, Earth, wasn't so easy. What is the name of that king who did great tapasya to bring? Bagira Rishi. He did the great tapasya to please Mother Ganga, to please come. He wanted to purify, you know, his ancestors, because they made aparad offense to Lord Kapila Dev. So they were going to have Ashwamedha Yajna. So the horse ran away, and the king sent all his sons to look for the horse. And the horse was grazing nearby Kapila Muni's ashram. So they thought this Kapila Muni stole the horse. Jumping to conclusion. It's a big danger to jump to conclusions just because apparently it looks like this. Tell you one story about this. Once a farmer and his wife, they had a pet mongoose, you know, he's enemy of snakes and so it's a big rodent, you know, like a big rat. It's called mongoose. So anyway, the farmer went to work the land, and they have a small baby. So the baby was sleeping. She said that I can have time, go market, buy some vegetable to cook. So she went. And meanwhile, a big cobra came inside the house and was going to bite the child. But the mongoose had a big fight with the cobra and killed the cobra. So he was very excited, you know, the mongoose. So he went in front of the house, his mouth full of blood, walking in front of the house. And this lady came from the market and she saw, oh, he killed my child, he bit my child. And she took a stone and killed the poor mongoose. And when she came inside the home, oh, why I jumped to conclusion like this? She saw the dead cobra there, you know. See, so you have to be careful not to jump to conclusions, because it can bring a big problem. First think very well. So, in the same way, this Kshatriyas, they made big mistake by jumping conclusion, and they were going to attack Lord Kapila Dev. And Kapila Dev looked at them, and their body was burned to ashes. Some say because of his side, but actually the paparazzi inside their body as a fire, burn them down to ashes. So Bhagirath, he was descendant of them, and he wanted to purify them from this aparad. So he thought the only way that this can be done is by praying to Mother Ganga, come down, you know. So if their ashes are washed, they will become clean, they will become purified. So he's a very, very compassionate king, great soul. So he worshipped Mother Ganga very diligently, and she agreed to come. But she said, who's going to sustain me? Because I will come down with great force, and I don't want to go to Patalalok. People there very sinful, I don't want to go there, only here, this earth planet. But who's going to sustain me when I come down forcefully? She said, only Lord Mahadev can do that, Lord Shiva. So you pray to him. If he agree, I will come. So he has to do again tapasya to worship. Vaishnava namyata shambho. Greatest Vaishnava, Lord Shiva. You know, when Mahavishnu, he looks at the material energy, impregnate the living entities inside the womb of material nature, that glance is Shambhu. Shambhu sport with the material energy because it is his wife. Vishnu, no, he separate. Only looking. But Shiva, he accept material energy as his wife and impregnate the living entities. So there is action on his part. So anyway, he pleased Lord Mahadev, and Mahadev agreed to sit on the Himalayas and sustain the Ganges water on his head. So Ganga Devi was coming so forcefully, and Lord Mahadev thought, she's being very proud of his strength and power. Let me teach her a lesson. So he kept the water on his lock of hair. She couldn't go anywhere else. Remember, Lord Mahadev had a great mystic powers. You know, we living entities, when we are in our liberated state, we can achieve 78% of 50 qualities of Lord Krishna. Krishna has 64 qualities in full. Liberated souls have 50 of those qualities, 78%. Lord Mahadev, he has 55 of those qualities, 84%. And Lord Narayan of Vaikuntha, he has 60 of those qualities, 93%. So only Krishna has 4 qualities that not even Narayan or Vishnu has. And you know what are those 4 qualities? Radharas Bihar Ji Ki Jai, Shigor Nitai Ki Jai, Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Ji Ki Jai. So those 4 qualities are Rupa Madhurya, Venu Madhurya, Leela Madhurya, and Prema Madhurya. Rupa Madhurya, the beautiful three-bending, Alola Chandra Kalasadbana Balya Bamshiratnaga Dampranaya Keli Kalavilasam Shyamam Tribhanga Lalita Niyata Prakasham Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajame. Very beautiful tree bending form, Lord Shyamsundar Krishna is nowhere in the spiritual or the material world, nowhere such a beautiful form, so sweet, so beautiful, so enchanting. Nowhere else. And the Venu Madhurya, Even Brahma and Shiva, they hear the sound in their own planet when Krishna came here to. They were completely amazed, in ecstasy, bewildered, trying to understand such a beautiful melody, so intricate, so sweet. When Krishna played the flute, even the moving being, like humans and animals, they become stunned, they couldn't move. Because of ecstasy, the gopis will be cooking, everything get burned, children cry. They couldn't move, they become like a statue. The calves drinking the milk from their mother, the cow, they stop drinking, and the milk dripping, and they try to catch with their ears the nectar of Krishna's sweet flute. And the trees and the mountains start shaking. And the swans swimming on the crystal clear lake, they will close their eyes and enter into samadhi, trance. These are only few of the symptoms of Venu Madhurya. Lila Madhurya, sweet pastimes. Childhood pastime of Krishna, very, very sweet. Ras Lila, of course, very, very beautiful. Nowhere in the three worlds and all Vaikuntha, nowhere. Such beautiful Lilas. And Prema Madhurya, oh, the gopis' love is so high, so intense, so deep. Nowhere else. And all Vaikuntha, there is devotees like this. Hare Krishna. So once, Madhuri Yashoda was busy. She asked the gopis, please give Krishna his dinner. So they brought different sweetmeats. Krishna, what would you like to take? Peda, sandesh, rasgulla, rabri. Burfi. Krishna said, no. He pointed to the sky. There was a golden full moon night. Krishna said, I want to eat that condensed butter. Makan there. Because it was golden color, the moon that night. Full moon. Gopi was start to laugh and clap. No, Krishna, this is no butter. This is Raja Hamsa, royal swan. Okay, bring him, I play with him. So the gopis were laughing. Yashoda Maya came, and Krishna complained, I wanted to eat the condensed butter, but they say it's a hams, it's a swan. Yashoda said, no, Krishna is correct. Because the moon was born from the churning of the milk ocean. When devatas, asuras came together and they churned, the moon was born from there. You will be surprised to know that in Mexico, they discovered in a cave a sculpture on the wall, 2,000 years old. And I saw the picture, the mountain, water underneath, a big snake surrounding the mountain, and two group of people pulling. How they came to know about this 2,000 years ago in Mexico? Prabhupada said previously, Vedic culture was all over the world. And in that time they stopped following. But originally it was there. When Prabhupada visited South America, Venezuela, in one morning walk, he told us, that's in 75, he told us that even Lord Ramchandra went to Brazil. We were surprised. Lord Ram went to Brazil. Prabhupada said, through a tunnel. At that time, Brazil was the capital of Mahir Ravan. Mahir Ravan is Ravan's brother, another brother of Ravan. The story is there in the Ramayana. But the name Brazil is not there. It's a new name. Prabhupada told us that all the gold in Sri Lanka was coming from the mines in Brazil through this tunnel. 8,000 kilometers tunnel underneath the ocean. Ravan was a great engineer even for his time. So Prabhupada said that they took him to sacrifice in front of Goddess Kali. They were worshipping Goddess Kali in big cave, big Kali. So they took him there while he was sleeping. So they went there and they asked Lord Ram to bow down in front of Goddess Kali. He said, I'm a prince, you have to show me how to bow down, I don't know. So all the asuras bowed down and Lord Ram took a sword, chopped up all their heads. The Ramayana gave more detailed story that when they arrived at Sri Lanka at night after crossing the bridge, Hanuman made a fortress with his tail around Lord Ram and Lakshman to protect them from the demons. But this Mahi Ravan came underneath the earth and he kidnapped the Lord while sleeping, took there. So Prabhupada, looking at the world map, he made a straight line from Sri Lanka and landed in Brazil. So Prabhupada said, that place must be Brazil. So I wrote a book about Prabhupada's visit to South America and I made a little investigation and found out the old name of Brazil was not different, it's different. His name, 1,000 years old name, Pindorama. The name Rama is there, and the name of the country. Ancient name. And in the Amazon, there is an ancient town called Hanuman. 2,000 years old town. How they can know these names? And the Amazon in Venezuela, I'm from Venezuela, met Prabhupada there. There is a big mountain called Meru. How they have these names? 1,000 years old names. So previously all the planet was following. Even recently I was having preaching program in Mexico, Cancun. Very touristic place. They found a cave with water and they found inscription in Sanskrit, 3,000 years old. The inscription, 3,000 years old, Sanskrit. National Geographic was filming. They said, oh, this Sanskrit is from India. How it came here 3,000 years ago? So many things we don't know, you know, about this world. What to speak of other, like scientists want to go to. Anyway, let me finish the Leela of Krishna. So, so Yashoda said that Krishna is right because to say that the moon is condensed butter is correct because the moon was born from the churning of the milk ocean. So Krishna, when he heard that, he asked his mother, Yashoda Maya, and milk oceans? How many cows were needed to create such an ocean? And Yashoda Maya smiled, said, Krishna, you are a naive village boy. Let me explain to you. There was no need of any cows. Krishna said, I don't believe that. If there is no cow, there are no cows, no milk. You know, the TV went to schools in Brazil. Ask the children, from where the milk come? The children say, from the pot, from the can. Nobody say from the cow. The city boys, they never see a cow in their life. Maybe on TV they see a cow. But Krishna knew, no cows, no milk. But Mother Yashoda said, the creator of all the cows can create a milk ocean without the need of the cows. Oh, that's very interesting, Krishna said. I didn't know that. All right, let me have it then. Mother Yashoda said, no, no, you see those black spots on the moon? This is poison. You can't eat. You will get sick. You may even die. You can't eat. Krishna said, I don't believe. The makan, condensed butter, have poison? No? Scorpions, cobras, some spiders have poison, but the makan, how is possible? She said, you're a simple boy, let me explain to you. When the Asuras Devatas start churning the ocean, a big wave of poison came out. And to save the whole world, Lord Mahadev took this in his hand and kept it on his neck to save the world. So some drops fell from his hand and touched the moon underneath the ocean. And some drops fell on the shore, and animals like snakes and cobras and scorpions, they drank. That's why they became poisonous. So, sorry, you can't take this. It's not good for you. Krishna said, I'm so hungry. Please give me all the sweet milks. Anyway, so scientists, modern scientists, like children playing at the seashore, you know. I just came from a walk from the beach. It's like children. So many children play there, you know. What is that cricket thing left by the British? It's a national sport now in India, cricket thing. But you know who started cricket, actually? You know who started cricket? Lord Balaram. When he was fighting this gorilla, Dvivida, Dvivida gorilla was throwing big stones at Balaram. Balaram took uprooted trees and was, you know. So he invented the cricket, not the British, actually. It's come from Lord Balaram. Hare Krishna. Anyway, now they're trying to go to Mars. But nobody has gone to Mars. Only they sent supposedly machine. They said that they found water on Mars. But the water is like 11 times more salty than the ocean here. So they said it's not possible for life to sustain because too much salt. But one scientist said, why not? The bodies could be made to adapt to this kind of water. They have this wrong idea that other planets have to have the same atmosphere as this planet to have life. But that's very egocentric idea, because the bodies can adapt to any planets according to their constitution created by the Lord. Why the Lord will create millions of planets, only one has people living in them? Doesn't make sense. So they don't know many things. They're starting to open up their mind a little bit to greater ideas, more spiritual ideas. So, But the demigods, they had airplanes. They could fly anywhere. They could fly anywhere. I saw the commentary by the NASA, and they went outer space to fix some satellite, something, and they saw so many flying machines going like a big highway, going, coming, you know. They filmed. There is a film of that. So what do they know? They are not that advanced. They can't create such machine. They can fly one planet to another. They don't have that technology yet. But the demigods, they had this technology. Even at the time of Lord Krishna, Lord Mahadev gave to one asura one big airplane. Remember? What is the name of the asura that Krishna killed? No, Mayadhanava, no. Mayadhanava was saved by Arjuna. Krishna was going to kill with Sudarshan Chakra, but he fell at the feet of Arjuna. Krishna gave protection. So he was a great engineer also, Mayadhanava. Anyway, there's other stories, but I'm going to stop here. If you have any comment or question. Yes, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Maharaji. Is the residents of Jambudvip, do they have flesh body like us or subtle body?
Heavenly planets?
No, Jambudvip, the current topic, Jambudvip.
All demigods, they have a subtle body than this gross body. It's made only of knowledge. Their body.
And
but it's material body, it's not a spiritual body.
And whether the Kali Yuga and the Yuga cycle,
yes,
is prevalent in Jambudvip?
No. Only this earth planet, the Kali Yuga is here. Heavenly planets, there is no Kali Yuga, only Satya. Because they are in the mode of goodness.
So they don't have water and earth element, I think, in their body. Rest, all the three elements must be there.
No, they have everything. Nothing is lacking.
Even earth body, earth element, like bones and structure, flesh body?
They have, but this is subtle, more subtle, in a subtle way. Oh. Not that gross.
Okay.
They don't become old like us. The Mahabharata explained that demigods, the teeth don't fall, they don't become old like people on this earth. How they know they're becoming old? Because they're always wearing a garland, celestial garland, never becomes dry. But as soon as starting becoming dry, they know, I'm old man now, I'm soon gonna die. So become very anxious. But oh, that's only the symptom. There is no other symptoms.
Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Maharaj.
Anyone?
Maharaj, in the descriptions of Ramayana, we find that when Hanuman flew from South India to Sri Lanka, it describes as if Hanuman flew for over 100 yojanas. And even the bridge constructed by Lord Ram is described to be of 100 yojanas. So it's around 800 miles. But we see currently that Rameshwaram to Sri Lanka is something like 32 miles. So how is it that the Lanka, is it the same, I was confused about that. So if you have any information you can share.
Yes, the world has changed. Since the time of Lord Ram to now, the world has changed a lot. This happened millions of years ago, remember. This is a Treta Yuga. So many things could have happened from that time to this time. And also, you have to understand, even in this planet, there are higher dimensions. That higher living beings, they live in this planet, but in a higher dimension. Like they are like small devatas. So in that sense, the earth actually is bigger than actually what we see. It's much bigger, but it's more subtle. even inside the earth, there are people living inside the earth also. Their own civilization they have. So there are many things we don't know in detail, no?
Maharaj, like, is there any specific description of in Shastras where it is mentioned that the living entities are within the earth also? Because there is a theory called Hollow Earth theory, because of which there is a confusion amongst the researchers whether there is a living entities living inside the earth also or not. But if there is any Shastric reference which we can have, then...
Well, if you read the story of Maharaj Chitraketu, it is said that when he achieved certain perfection, he could see the Vidyadharas and other celestial beings. He could see them. That means they were already there, but they could not be seen with the naked eye. You have to develop higher eyesight, more purified, to be able to see. So things are already there, but just by material calculation, we can't understand everything. There are things beyond our sensual reach. And that comes by spiritual enlightenment, self-realization. Hare Krishna. Yes.
Hare Krishna Maharaj. It's a very wonderful class for your scientists and NASA and all. So would you kindly let us know more about NASA, whether they are really reaching to Moon or Mars, or they are just doing some experiments here and there and fooling the people?
I mean, there are people who work in the NASA, and they said that wasn't possible at that time for them to travel to the moon. I mean, technologically speaking, they said that they made it up. Some or other they made it up. Prabhupada said in the Bhagavatam, he said, they maybe have gone to Rahu.
Maybe
they have gone to Rahu planet. So, I mean, they don't have such high technology. Very gross machinery, the technology they have, but the airplanes of the demigods, they don't make big noise, they don't pollute the air. They're very silent, very smooth. They can go very fast. But they don't have such technology. They're more in the mode of passion and ignorance. They are not in the mode of goodness.
And Maharaj, Prabhupada ji also mentioned that with this material body, people from Earth planet cannot go to another planets.
No, even if you go, you can't stay, you have to come back. Actually, they have to use different suit to dress up to be there. They can't breathe there. So they went, but they didn't go, because they still remain in the atmosphere of Earth. In that sense also, they can't stay and colonize. Stay there. Spending billions of dollars, and for what? Bring some stone, some little sand. Cheating the public.
Because had they actually reached there, then they could have made arrangement of taking other peoples to see the planet and stay there.
Right, stay there, make a base there. Some say that when they supposedly went there, there was on the other side of the moon, the side you can't see, there was an alien base already there. So who knows? I mean, everything is possible.
Yeah, Maharaj. Last time there was a news that aliens come from the heaven side and they pick up cows from the Australian country. They pick up and take up the cows up there. So this also surprising news. How, where are the aliens? Where from they come? Why they pick up the cows?
Can you please repeat that? I didn't understand.
There was a news.
Yes.
That there are aliens who come from upper planets.
Yes.
Down to the earth in Australia, especially.
Yes.
Came,
yes.
And picked up the cows. And they used to pick up the cows and take them up.
Once Prabhupada was asked by a journalist, do you believe in extraterrestrials? And Prabhupada said, yes, we are all extraterrestrials. We don't belong to this earth, we belong to Krishna Lok. So, there are many things there to divert our attention. Better focus on Krishna. That's higher knowledge. Sarvagata, the Veda said everywhere in the universe there are life. So it's not surprising that there are people, different planets flying here, there. What is the big deal? Maybe they need the milk, that's why they kidnap the cow.
Thank God.
Hare Krishna. Okay, yes, give it.
Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Yes.
Maharaj, this earth become of 14th, upper side 7th, below side 7th. Below side Atal, Nitar, Sutar, Talatar, Rasatar, Patar. As for the Mahiravan is staying in the Patar, that means Brazil in the, how is just a discrepancy? As for Brazil,
yes,
made the tunnel from the Sri Lanka to Brazil.
Through tunnel.
Two tunnels.
Tunnel underneath the ocean.
No, but as per this earth is the 14th. Atal, Nita, Sutal, Salatal, Rasatalam, Patal is 7th. And above the Swalo, Malok, Khalok, Janlok, Satyalok.
This planet.
Planet, this total planet.
Yeah.
Now, how is the Brazil, that means Brazil in the Patal? Last one?
No.
How this is?
Patal is different planet below the earth. This is not the same planet here. Patal is not here. It's other planet down the earth. Different planetary system. Brazil is same earth planet, only different continent. The American continent. But same planet. There's no different planet.
Yeah, Brazil is now at present the same planet.
Yes.
But Ramayana says this is a Patal. Mahiravan stays in the Patal.
Well, underneath the earth, sometimes they may call Patal, but it's referring to the same planet. They didn't took Lord Ram to offer another planet. No, that for sure. The same planet here. Because he took underneath the earth, so they may say Patal like that. But doesn't mean other planet, this same planet.
Oh yeah. Okay. Hare Krishna.
Jai Hari Hari. Hare Krishna. So thank you very much for your nice questions. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari.